Maisie Williams, here, I suppose, living right on top of the Dublin Mountains. Would it be right in saying that? I mean, when you look around
Ah,
you,
yes.
and it's all covered in trees and
It is now, but I remember it when it wasn't. You know, when there was no trees there at all.
So we're going back to, you were born in 1927, isn't that?
26.
26.
Yeah.
So you were born here in this wonderful old cottage. I mean, this
I
was
wasn't actually born here in the house now. I was born in hospital, in the Coombe Hospital.
But this cottage that we're in here is this was once a gate lodge, or this was a
No.
sorry, it was a hunting lodge, is what I mean.
A gamekeeper's lodge.
Was it?
It was a gamekeeper's lodge. That's what I went by, a gamekeeper's lodge. And a gamekeeper lived here.
What was his name?
It might come back to me
Yeah,
after a
it
minute
is that.
now, but I did. I heard it several times.
I'll just pull my seat over here a little bit.
Yeah.
So, but tell me about your own maiden name then, is,
Mahon.
and were the Mahons here
The
a long
Mahons,
time?
yes. My grandfather got this from the Land Commission in the 1860s. I haven't got the date now, but it was the early 1860s, and since then the Mahon family was here.
Where did they originally come from, do you
My grandfather originated from a place called Arfarl. It's up near Ballinasconey.
My goodness,
You know, as you go to
yes.
Blessington.
Yes.
Yes. And what my father always told to me was that his father's father, who had been my great-great-grandfather, had land rented from some landlord up there. And my great-great-grandfather apparently was doing well, and he was able to buy a horse. Now, the landlord wanted to take the horse. He wouldn't give it to him, so he sent his stewards or workmen across, and they shot him and took the horse, put him out of their house, and that was it.
Oh, they were evicted then
They were
from the.
evicted then. They shot the father of the house, and they evicted three boys and two girls. One of those boys was
Great
my
great
great great
grandfather.
grandfather. Yes. The other one went to Australia, and the other one went to America. Now, we've been in contact with their descendants since, but I've never found out what happened to the two girls that was evicted. You know, I don't
Right,
know. I
yes.
don't know where they went.
Now, your great grandfather, he got married to, who did he marry?
I don't know who my great grandfather married. I know who my grandfather married.
Who did your grandfather marry?
Mary Quigley from just down the road there.
Whereas, when you say down the bottom of the hill,
Towards
would you?
Glencullen. No, not the way
Oh,
you come up now, to go on past the gate. And about a half a mile down the road, now the Quigley family.
Heading towards Glencullen.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right, and so did your father, your grandfather then moved in to that house, did he, or did she move in with the?
No, my grandfather had. There was a house right directly opposite us. Now, you can't see it with trees. It's practically down anyway. And he moved in there. I think they rented it as far as I could gather, you know. And then the Massey estate went by the wayside, seemingly. And the Land Commission took it over. You know, there was a Land Commission then. From what I could gather, anyhow, my grandfather then got. We've got the mountain and all here, you see. We've 681 acres of mountain. And just a few fields. And in the 1860s, then the Mahon family moved in here.
So so it was the 1860s onwards then that this was the house, this was the family house. Yeah. Imagine, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And your father would have been born here then, wouldn't he?
Oh, yes, I'm sure he was born here. I don't know if he was born in hospital now,
he would have been brought up here.
He would have been brought up here, yes, yes, yes.
And who did he go on to marry then?
He married somebody of the same name. Catherine Mahon was her name. She was from Glenismole.
Were they related? I mean, were they third cousins? Or? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think they were, no. Yeah. No, I don't think they were, no. Just the same name.
So there's
name.
Mahons on both sides of your own family.
Yes, yes.
So it's fascinating when you look back at such an interesting... And clear, you have it very clear in your head, exactly.
I don't know about that. I still can't think of the name of the gamekeeper that lived here now.
Yeah.
But it may come back to me now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But go on and tell me then, so your father scraped a living then out of the mountains here, sheep farming, I suppose.
Well, he did, because he took great interest in sheep, and he had about 300 ewes, you see, so... That was how he lived on, you know, the money that was got for those and for the money you got for their wool and what have you, you know.
So when you came into the world then, how many of you, how many brothers and sisters?
Well, I had two stepsisters. My mother was previously married to a man named McNally, and he was killed in the First World War in Belgium.
In the trenches,
yes.
I suppose, yeah.
Yes, yes, it was in the trenches, yes. And my two stepsisters are now dead, like, you know, they were older than me. And it was just me then.
Your mother that reared you then, she, you know, she obviously... She worked as hard as your dad did, probably, on the farm.
Well, she did, because we kept quite a number of cattle here, too. As I grew up, we had quite a number of cattle. There was quite a lot of animals on the farm here then, you know.
Mm. So you remember it when there was no trees?
I do.
Yes, indeed.
I remember that forest in front there now being planted. And this hill over here, I remember that, when there wasn't a tree around the place now.
Yeah, imagine.
Yeah.
Was there any trace of any other bahn or kind of little cottage on the hills at all?
Yeah, well, there's the remains of houses, just the stones left of them, down in our bottom field here. It's a very flat field. And around the edge of that now, there's the remains of two houses. And there's also the remains of a house in fields that's on the far side of the river. Now, they don't belong to us, you know, but there's the remains of a house there. But I never remember houses, you know, just...
Was there any lore about who actually lived in those houses?
Well, I don't know, you see. I don't know. I don't know. I often asked my parents and they didn't know either, you know. It was that long back.
That long back.
Yes, yes.
Imagine, and there's only just the bare stones left of those.
Well,
houses,
there's very little of them left now, you know. I do remember, as I was a small child now, I'd remember one of them, you could see the gable end of it, you know.
Yeah.
But that's gone now, you know, with sheep jumping up on it and this kind of thing happens, you know.
Was there a name to that field, a place name?
Well, as we call it the Flat Meadow, because it's quite a flat field.
Yeah.
It's so flat, it gets flooded when there's rain, which doesn't please us at all. Yeah.
The type of sheep farming, are you going to join us, good man yourself, are you? Come over here and sit down.
That's Mary, my granddaughter.
Mary, how are you?